driving?
A Honda Civic.
Have you got the window up?
No. Yeah, windows are up.
Wind roof is closed.
It's all good.
Okay, go ahead.
He is a little crispy, isn't he?
We don't need the bio. We just need to know what we can do for you.
Go ahead.
I was just calling to say, you know, I met Ross a couple years ago in New York when we had our Diamond Awards show, and he's a really good guy.
All right.
Thank you. I wish him good luck on the tour. That's all.
Well, thanks, buddy.
Say hello, Don and Mike show.
Diamond Award.
Hello. What, Pugsley?
Hey, by the way, I have not received my Diamond Award yet.
Ah.
You know, Neil got his, Jonathan got his. Huh. Where's my Diamond Award?
What is your Diamond Award? What is that?
Well, it's a special RIAA, you know, album award for
right.
having sold 10 million.
10 million records. We applaud that.
Bang, she jumped.
Hello, hello, Don and Mike show.
Be a fun tour to go on.
Chico, California?
You're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, hi. This is Dave in Chico, California.
Dave, we don't need the bio. What can we do for you?
Perfectly fine. Huge Journey fan.
Chico, Dave, we love you.
I wanted to throw out big props for the first three albums, which really rocked. I know you were only there for the second two. I mean, Looking to the Future and Next.
I was there for all.
I saw you guys at the Ream Theater in 76. All those great shows. You guys were fabulous.
Well, it's all about you, isn't it?
How can you stand these goddamn annoying fans you have?
Well, they're joyful.
I mean, listen to me. They call up and they give you the bio, and then it's like...
Well, they just want us to know that they know a lot about the band, and they've covered it for years.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hello? Did I scare you away?
Hello?
Hi.
All right, I'll try
Let's call
one.
My wife.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Don and
Mike.
Hello?
Yeah.
Been listening to you guys since the early 70s. Raised on Radio Mischief.
Yeah.
I watched your preview on satellite for the whole month that it was on every weekend. I've got to look at too many times the journey. I just have to thank you.
Hey, Ross, I just have to thank you.
Listen to this guy. Thank
raised,
you very much.
Raised on the radio.
I watched the preview. You know, normally people will go to the porno channels to pleasure themselves, but I chose to do the Journey Freeview as I would achieve.
When you do Separate Ways, by the time you get to the final chorus, oh, my God, I have an explosion.
Ross, I have to tell you, I am fully turgid at this moment.
You know what? You can call me all you want. I'm fine.
Ross, I want to tell you something.
Very well
but thanks,
the years.
Thanks, buddy. Really, I appreciate
Ross,
it. But,
I don't understand why you have to go on a show like this.
You just have to understand that I'm doing a show with Don and Mike, and they have their way of doing
Ross,
things.
I want to tell you that the song Faithfully.
Been hanging there, bud. Thank you.
Make yourself proud.
All right. Thank you, bud.
When I hear the song Faithfully, I have a nocturnal emission.
It's fantastic.
I'm forever yours.
Okay. Did we find anybody at the hotel?
No.
They're all there.
They're all doing stuff, aren't they? They're all doing fun stuff.
Doing stuff.
Hello. Doing stuff.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Hey, you guys got to go see Journey. They kick ass.
They're going to.
Hey, I have a drinking question for you, Ross.
Yes.
When you were talking about enjoying the evening last night, when you're enjoying an adult beverage, what is your adult beverage of choice?
Good question.
For those of us that are in our 40s and drink heavily.
Patron Añejo.
Come on, speak English.
I'm
talking about real tequila.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Patron. Añejo.
Ah.
And you just, what
my
you
name, Patron Añejo.
We fill a tumbler with that, or what do you do?
No, a snifter. No lime, no salt.
Just real snifter
sip.
Of it.
Just sip it. Sip.
And like last night on the bus, how many would you throw back?
Three.
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 And after three of them?
You guys.
Okay. Right.
The snifter is the size of a small bucket.
Hello.
Hello. The size of your butt bucket near the front door.
Oh, the cigarette bucket.
Yeah, king size.
You saw that bucket.
Oh, yes, I saw that ugly thing. It was near the obstacle course in the lobby there.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, you know what today? Oh.
It's Banner Day.
Of all days for you to come by, today's the day that the FBI or someone is down here doing this thing. If you want to get your kid fingerprinted.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Yeah.
They did it today in our lobby.
Today's the day.
Why don't you have them do that at the picnic tables where you have the popsicle contest?
I don't know.
You know, this place is exactly as I imagine it to be.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
The bricks, the trees.
Is our studio as crappy as you thought it might be?
No, it's actually far nicer than I imagined.
You're kidding me.
I just... Hello?
Hello.
On the air.
How are you?
Hey, Ross, you're cool.
What? So are you, man. What's your name?
My name's Jerry. Listen, your drummer, Dean.
Yeah.
The guy is awesome. I saw him when he was 15 years old in Las Vegas. He was in a band called The Enemy.
and he was just smoking back then. Everybody knew the guy was going to explode into something huge.
He doesn't smoke anymore. He's a slammer, though. Let me. I got to tell you guys. Thank you for your call. I got to tell you, Dean was.
Thank you for getting rid of him. Thank you.
Hey, very, very good. Okay, very good radio technique.
Bell. There you go. Okay. Thank you for your call.
Next, please.
All right, what about the drummer?
When he was 11 years old, he was in a band, even before The Enemy, and the leader of the band goes, listen, man, I want you to learn all these Journey songs right away. So not only was he learning how to play them, he was learning how to sing them. He's an incredible singer. So
That's great.
Dean grew up to Journey, and now he is one.
Okay,
very cool.
Okay, fine. Next.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Are you getting bored, Don?
No,
hey, Ross.
Yes.
Hello.
You won't be able to hear Don and Mike anymore in the Bay Area because we're getting away from KHTK, so I just got to tell him something.
Wait. Hold it.
No, there's some rumor that we're going to an FM station in Sacramento.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Just as long as it makes it to San Francisco Bay Area.
It doesn't make it to San Francisco, I promise.
Well, listen, if you will just shut your pie hole for a second. We are supposed to have that San Francisco affiliate also.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any day now.
That's right.
Of course, we've heard that for 6 months.
Can you tell me what the affiliate in San Francisco is?
Yes.
Is it an AM or FM?
They'll write it down for you.
They'll write it down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Da, 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 I bet you've never heard of it. Don't say it. You're AM and FM. That's why we're going on there, because you never heard of it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Never heard.
Hey, this is Mike. I'm not gay. My wife and I really like Journey.
All right.
I'll act as gay as you want in order to get Joe's tickets.
Huh? To get Homo Joe's tickets?
Yeah. Didn't you offer to give the guys in Homo Joe the ticket?
You asked where's Homo Joe.
No, I just wanted to know where all these people were that I've been hearing about. Yeah.
Ah, gotcha.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi, goodbye.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Hello.
Who's this guy?
That's Buzz. It's
Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
Ross.
How you doing?
Big Journey fan.
Babe. Nice to meet you.
Really big fan.
Nice to meet you. I'm a big fan of Journey.
You know, but his voice sounds deeper. Can you turn mine up a little bit? Make it
I cannot do anything.
Okay, never mind. Next caller. Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah. I used to listen to Journey when I was a kid, and wasn't really all that into him, but the cool thing about Journey was that if you pretended to like him, you could get girls that way.
There you go.
All right.
All right.
There's another backhanded compliment.
That is a wonderfully backhanded compliment. That's a good backhanded compliment.
Hey, listen,
compliment.
You know, in the 80s when I was in another Journey offshoot band, this guy used to be like 6'5" with thick glasses and graying hair. I said, I thought you were the best when I was in fourth grade. Okay. Now we have people bringing their grandchildren to our shows.
How does that feel?
It feels wonderful.
Does it really?
Yeah, I still got my hair.
You do. Have quite a
mop. No, it's a good thing. It really is a good thing.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi there.
I just wanted to ask him a little bit off the topic.
Ask him. His name is Ross.
Ever in his 52 years had a Groundhog Day birthday party?
Well, that is my birthday. And
stalker!
So and therefore, I've had 52 of them at least, but...
would you like to call Trace?
Not in the groundhog fashion, no, to answer your question. Have you got a groundhog?
No, he's just got like a tan van that you see out in front of your house every now and then.
Oh, God.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Phil? Phil Connor?
Hey, how weird is that, though, that some guy calls up and knows your birthday and knows how old you are?
It's a bio. It's okay.
You sure?
Hey, Ross,
it's not like these anonymous radio stations that you can't talk about.
Oh, okay. Well, that's an industry secret.
Okay, all right.
Hello?
Hey, what's it like to be able to look out in the audience and pick out the most beautiful woman and have her go back to the room with you?
I have no idea. I've been married the whole time.
Oh, sorry.
What about before you were married?
I wasn't.
Or what about from? See if you work with this one. Other rock stars from stuff that other rock stars have told you. How
great, great way to frame
other
the
rock
question.
Stars certainly would enjoy exactly what you're speaking
and
about.
And do they think if they told you that it's great?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, Pugsley, it would be your job, I would assume, to make arrangements for these certain individuals to go backstage after the show. I'm sure you've done that a few. How long have you been managing bands on the road? How long have you been a tour manager?
I've been with this band since 1984.
1984. So you've been doing this a while.
Yes.
And would it be your responsibility, Pugsley, if, say, some non-mentioned member of some band said, look at the rack on that girl in the third row, would you you'd arrange her to come back?
With the passes.
There you go.
And then, now, when you go to her and give her the pass, do you say, here's a pass, but if you come backstage, you have to...
No, actually, give him the pass and say, the boys will see you backstage.
The boys will see you backstage.
The life of a rock star. Wow. Very, very exciting.
For Uncle Winky's meet and greet.
Uncle, that's his other name.
Uncle Winky.
Rendell. It became Wrinkle, and then Winky, and now it's Pugsley. But he organizes the meet and greet in which we sign.
I thought Uncle Winky was like a name for us.
I did. Yes. Yeah. Come back and meet Uncle Winky.
Good. Hello. Good. Todd and Mike show. Hello.
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 Hi.
You're on the air. Hello.
I went, is the bass player from Journey still there?
You bet.
Yes, he's right here. His name is Ross Valerie.
Ross. Okay. Hey, thank Ross, you. I have a question for you. I want to know, why is Steve Perry not in the band?
Because he doesn't want to be.
Because he's an a-hole.
because he does not want to.
He's a little midget a-hole.
I love Journey.
That's why.
And
he's a little prick.
Great, but I think the lead singer was the best.
No, I tell you why. Because he thought he had visions of grandiose that he would go out and be Steve Perry.
Let me tell you something, ma'am. Yeah? It stopped being about the music.
No.
Okay. I hate it when guys say that I'm behind the music.
No, actually, the simple answer is he does not want to be.
Well, no, I just like him. I like him.
Well, listen, F you. Okay, F you.
Check out the new guy,
please.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't even want to take the answer. He
brutality
didn't want
at the hands of Don and Mark.
How insulting that is. Yeah. I mean, ask questions if you want about the prick, but how dare you say that?
How dare you, ma'am?
How dare you?
Ask Ron Bennington. How dare you?
How dare you?
Hell, the dare. Get off the Steve Perry crap,
all right,
okay?
No. Here is an important call for you,
okay,
Ron.
All right,
right now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hi, Locke. How you doing?
Dennis. Dennis, I've been listening to you for years. I've even been to your site.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Hey,
yeah.
Look,
what's going on?
Hey, can I have backstage pass tomorrow night?
Yes.
Look at it. I will tell you, Pugsley is now writing your name down.
Dennis?
Yes.
What's your last name?
Murphy.
Now, can you smell that for me?
M-F-M-L-E-U-R-P-H-Y.
Listen, Ross, this is going to move.
And are you bringing a gal, Dennis?
No, I'm just going to bring myself.
All right.
This will be a move that you will regret the rest of your life.
No.
Oh, come on, Don.
You have been, plus, you have been to Dennis's website?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Christ.
Dennis is right now. Now, Dennis is definitely turgid right now.
Hey, Ross, I can't wait till you sing Open Arms.
Well, I'll play it. Somebody else will sing it.
Okay.
Oh, no, actually, I do some...
Way to sweat the details, though, Dennis.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, Dennis.
Dennis, what is your favorite Journey song?
Yes, Dennis, could you sing it?
Open Arms, obviously.
Dennis, could you sing some of it for us, please? Are you really a fan, Dennis, or are you just making this up?
Oh, my God, I am a fan.
The first two notes were good.
Come on, sing Open Arms, Dennis.
Open Arms.
No, that sucks.
Dennis, how about another Journey song?
Dennis, how do you put up with these guys?
I'll give you an easy one.
Okay.
Sing any way you want it.
Any way you want it, that's the way you want it. Any way you want it, boom, boom, boom.
That's good. That is rhythmic.
He is awful.
Hey, Pugsley? Dennis, how do you put up with these
Pugsley,
guys?
Pugsley, see if you can get Dennis laid at the concert tomorrow night.
Yeah, hey, Pugsley, that would be your greatest challenge.
Hey, Pugsley, please.
All right,
Hold on, Dennis. Pugsley, it works like this, you see. You get to meet Dennis Murphy, you get to meet the band, but you got to go through Dennis Murphy first.
He wants to meet Winky.
Happy Winky.
Okay. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi there.
Show. All right, first, hey, Ross.
Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering, I just turned in the show, but I was wondering, do you have any upcoming projects going on, and who is the best, act that you were working with on stage?
Upcoming projects. I've been threatening a solo career for about 30 years now.
Oh, come on.
I've been working with George Tickner, one of the original members of the band,
mm-hmm.
and some other players, including Prairie Prince and Neil, and I've got a bunch of people. We have actually almost a CD's worth of material. Mm-hmm. I had hoped to get it out this year, but, I got busy.
Right.
But so I'm doing stuff in my own studio with the people and enjoying it. We've not been in a hurry. You asked something about acts.
Yeah, like what was the best or most favorite guy you worked with or group that
Other than Journey, it was definitely Todd Rundgren, Second Wind. Ooh. It's a very obscure album, but it's his best work. Second Wind, Todd Rundgren.
Absolutely, I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks, Ross.
I'm a giant Todd Rundgren fan, but I'll tell you why he pissed me off is that he came out with I Saw the Light. It's a great song. After We Gotta Get You a Woman.
Yeah.
And I saw him interviewed one time on TV when I was a kid, and he said, writing hit records is easy. I can do it anytime I want. So I sat there and looked at my calendar. And I thought, it's like 5 years until he has Hello, It's Me.
Yeah.
Then it's 15 more years until he has the goddamn song that they play at the Packers games.
Right.
That, I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I haven't heard from him since.
He doesn't care.
If it's so freaking easy, Todd.
Well, that's
keep doing it.
Yeah, but he's got to be motivated. You know, the record industry is just like the radio industry.
Oh, I know. It's all conglomerate,
and you can get lost in the shuffle, and nobody gives a.
You're right,
and and Second Wind was his throwaway album for his. That was his last obligation to the record label he was with at the time. I think it was Warner Brothers. They didn't do anything with it, and it was just total genius. Good stuff. So look for it. You'll have to order
it. I will. I'd love to because I love Todd Rundgren.
You've got to have to order it. Mm-hmm. It's really
something, anything is.
Besides, I'm on it.
Are you ready?
Well, that was the answer to the guy's question. I was involved with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I guess I wasn't listening.
That's okay, Don.
I wasn't listening.
Just turn those knobs, Don.
I will.
Okay.
All right. We're going to break. And when we come back.
How come he's standing up and you're sitting down, Mike?
Well, we had a discussion about that earlier.
Okay. Is it your eye?
Yeah, it's my eye.
Okay.
Chad Ram.
When we come back. We're going to call the dudes at the hotel, okay? The guys in Journey?
I can't believe I'm here. I think I'm in my car listening to this.
You're going to call the guys in the hotel, and we'll take a couple more of your calls.
We'll
right,
wake those two puppies up.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon.
Just a little chatter.
106.7 WJFK.
Musicians, this is it. The first time ever month-long guitar-a-thon. Just got better. You've got 72 hours to save on thousands of guitar deals. Every shape, Fender, Martin, every neck, Gibson, Jackson, ERS, every finish. Guitar Center's three-day guitar-a-thon just got better. Electrics and acoustics from Ibanez, Epiphone, Yamaha, Takamine, Half Ball. Starting at just $99. Fender Solid Top Acoustic Guitar Pack includes gig bag, DVD, strap, tuner, and more. Just $199. Last chance at 10 sets of GHS strings. Just $19. And get this. Enter to win a VIP trip for two to the Crossroads Guitar Festival in Dallas, Texas. And an Eric Clapton signature Fender Stratocaster. Plus, Guitarathon savings in every department. Keyboards, recording, DJ. Buy one pair of drumsticks. Get 11 free. Get a stand cable and pro mic. Just $49. CD or 50 packs. $5. Guitar Center's three-day guitar-a-thon just got better. Huge savings end Sunday. Don't